wins. That is okay.
The audience gets a point.
Yeah, we learned. We all learned something.
Actually, that's happened multiple times on Q, where the audience gets a point.
It's true.
There's once where the audience won.
That might be this game. Just give it time.
So this year we saw the EU pass resolutions in support of queer women. The UN passed a historic resolution on the rights of intersex people. But at the UN, the president of Burundi said that gay men should be what?
I have a friend who's from Burundi who's gay. I should call him. Can I phone a friend?
It's not that show. Phone a friend. What would the president of Burundi on the UN say that gay men should be?
My Burundian friend might know.
I have a guess. It's from the depths of my memory, and I might be making it up. Did he say something weird like gay men should be castrated so they can't reproduce and make more gay men?
I was going to say something less dramatic, like they should just keep it to themselves.
Huh. Gay men should be hung because he was once disappointed when he...
The president of Burundi didn't say that gay men should be hung because of previous disappointment. He said that they should be stoned. Now, I am inclined to agree.
Yeah, way ahead of
but
you.
But he meant, physically with rocks.
Mm. Yes.
So, not great. Mm. Not great. Kind.
You're close though, Alex.
It is true. You were pretty close. We'll be playing our next track. This is from the winner of Eurovision, the non-binary Nemo with the track The Code. We will be back just after.
Welcome to the show. Let everybody know I'm done playing the game. I'll break out of the chains. You better buckle up. I'll pour another cup. This is my bohème. So drink it up, my friend. Tell about life, but the good and the bad, better hold on tight. Who decides what's wrong, what's right? Everything is balanced, everything's light. I got so much on my mind, and I've been awake all night. I'm so pumped, I'm so psyched, it's bigger than me, I'm getting so hyped. Like, oh, let me taste the lows and highs.
Welcome back to Kangri, home of Canada's queer media. My name remains Luke Smith. I'm joined by two teams, Jess and Bradley to my left, Alex and Sebastian to my right.
Team BJ.
An Italian quantum biophysicist shared this with Milano Pride. But what is it?
The hope for time? Like, what is...
So, what is it that Italian biophysicist, quantum biophysicist, shared with Milano Prime?
Secrets. Oh, secrets of the universe. Quantum physics? Come on.
Okay.
What else are they doing?
I think I actually remember this.
It's
not the whole thing. It's the beginning. At the front is his interpretation of what a rainbow would be if converted into sound.
Oh,
and then he built the rest.
I like that they're doing that with like sounds. And
he built the rest of the music on top of that chord bass.
You're absolutely right. So they use the energy like... vibrations from the frequency of color to make a accessible pride flag for the visually impaired.
So
it is what it's what the 1964 Gilbert Pride flag sounds like when the color frequencies are translated into sound with a bit of a melody added. It's not exactly like that. But yeah, Milano Pride created the first audible Pride flag.
I really like that, but I don't like that Sebastian got it right.
So Sebastian is like a super nerd about music. I'm not surprised that he got this one, honestly.
It's very cool, though.
Super music nerd.
Mm-hmm. So in pop culture this year...
Oh, this is where I lose all my boys.
Yes.
Okay, bye.
Eurovision was won by the Swiss artist Nemo. Interestingly enough, in Sweden... Pornhub's use dropped by over 20% the day of Eurovision. Turns out folks were otherwise entertained.
That's actually a fun statistic.
Oh my god,
that.
People really do just do it because they're bored.
The Sims became polyamorous and Grindr rolled out an AI boyfriend. But Madonna was sued for surprise pornography during her concerts. But what other reason led to a class action lawsuit against Madonna this year?
Because people are sick of looking at her grotesque face.
No, the paying for tickets and her not showing up.
I will take that. Madonna arrived 3 hours late.
Oh,
and,
right.
More importantly, the venue, Ticketmaster, and everybody involved, including Madonna, knew the timelines. A guy complained that he was late to work because he couldn't even leave until 3 a.m. Wow. So a class action lawsuit against Madonna for being too late to her own concert. In other news, scientists found microplastics in every single testicle that they examined.
Mm-hmm.
The Paris Olympic Committee provided over 300,000 condoms to the athletes. The Club Q massacre guy saw over 190 years of prison time, and Grindr was fined for exposing health data, not to mention the furries hacked Project Heritage. Sorry, the Heritage Foundation.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a wild cause. St. Vincent upheld their gay sex ban. The next question is, U.S. schools spent over $3.2 billion fighting culture wars, such as the book bans. But what surprising book was pulled in Florida?
Everyone can poop. Everybody poops.
This is so on the tip of my tongue.
The Hungry Hungry Caterpillar?
To Kill a Mockingbird?
So gay.
To Kill a Mockingbird?
It's none of these.
No. I just picked something really absurd.
It's worth mentioning that in Florida, one library had to become an adults-only library.
Oh, right.
What was it? I actually remember this. What did you guys talk about?
Because the law was so vague.
What was it?
But what book that you would never suspect got banned and pulled from shelves in Florida?
It's got to be the Bible.
There was a case where somebody was so annoyed at this law that under this law, the Bible did break the law. And the Bible was asked to be pulled, but that's not the book I'm referring to.
Oh, I don't remember.
We're all looking at you, Sebastian.
I mean,
I actually listened to this episode and I don't remember.
Yeah, this one's a tip of my tongue. I'm gonna have to say that whatever the book was, because I know this is not the correct answer, but whatever it is, it should probably also be the dictionary. Because we all know that 12-year-olds open the dictionary and find the giggle words.
Yeah. I actually remember doing that.
I'm going to give you the point.
Really?
The book that got pulled from libraries in Florida was Webster's Dictionary. Yes. Because the government was so worried about the definition of words. Culture wars were at the center of the U.S. election this year. 86% of LGBTQ voters were identified as having voted for Kamala Harris. But what innovative solution to the trans youth debate did they have in Pennsylvania? Trans issue dominating the political discourse in the United States. But Pennsylvania had a very innovative solution to trans youth in the washrooms in high schools. What was their problem solving in Pennsylvania for trans youth in Washington?
I mean, I want to assume it's awful, but I also don't know anything about Pennsylvania.
The Hershey chocolate factories.
Okay, cool.
Like unisex bathrooms?
That's what I was thinking too.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
So the Pennsylvania
sex assigned at birth, and that's it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So this is us not knowing anything about the U.S. geography.
You want to keep an eye on what's going on, that is for sure.
Yeah, so Pennsylvania, I'm getting to feel not so liberal. I don't know, security guards at bathrooms.
No, it had something to do with the
teachers.
Menstrual products in boys' washrooms, didn't it?
No, the correct answer I'm looking for here is Windows. A solution to trans youth in washrooms was to install Windows in high school washrooms.
Very like weird. Windows into the openings or
into the washrooms.
Yeah, okay. So not like out to the outside so that you remember that there's a real world outside of your school, but more of like
into the principal's washroom. If the principal was a student, they'd keep an eye on it.
Bradley, what's the word of the day? Sex pest?
Sex pest. Is that two words? I don't know.
Sounds like one.
Asia saw a quiet boon in queer rights this year.
The band?
A quiet boon?
Down in Africa.
It sounds like a K-pop band, I'm not going to lie.
I did not know that.
The boon?
In China, there were court decisions in favor of LGBTQ parental rights. There was a court decision against the government in terms of conversion therapy, all of which set a new precedence for legal access in China. Taiwan recognized same-sex marriage between Taiwanese and Chinese LGBTQ couples. Nepal recognized that trans women are women. And Thailand recognized same-sex marriage. South Korea brought benefits to same-sex couples. Say that three times fast. And yet another, when I wrote this quiz, I put yet another Japanese court ruled against the unconstitutional ban on same-sex marriage. That was 2 days ago. In that time, yet another Japanese high court has ruled against the unconstitutional same-sex marriage ban. Lots going on in Asia. But what upset the Taiwanese with J.K. Rowling? Why did J.K. Rowling upset the Taiwanese?
Because she's a turf? That's not the answer. The answer isn't just that she's a turf, no.
I will take that.
Good answer.
J.K. Rowling falsely accused the Taiwanese Olympic boxer of being trans. The Taiwanese Olympic boxer is not trans, despite what J.K. Rowling says.
I did see that story.
And apparently Taiwan, not a big fan of J.K. Rowling.
Hmm.
We cover a lot of gay studies here at CanQueer. We love a gay study.
Because you're big nerds.
They recently broke down the bisexual gene.
Oh
really? Wow.
But why is the bisexual gene genetically advantageous?
Oh, I remember this. This is from like 10 years ago they discovered this. Although they confirmed it this year.
They confirmed why we're advantageous?
Yeah, bisexuals have more children on average.
Mm.
Than gay people?
Than heterosexuals.
Also true.
Yes. Is that the answer you're looking for?
It sounds like it's bright.
The answer I'm looking for
is... They're people pleasers.
The bisexual gene was tied to risk-taking. And more risky behavior typically led to more children.
So, okay, I'm sorry. What is risky behavior? Because
do you know
I am a,
who was recently as confirmed as being bisexual? Luigi.
Oh.
Luigi Mangione has been confirmed as being bisexual.
Oh.
That's pretty big risk right there. Okay. Also, David Bowie.
That one person, though, but like, I am a bisexual, and I have taken very little risk in my life. So
I used to be your roommate.
Yeah.
Remember Empress?
Okay. So, I think that's like a person.
She's blushing.
Okay.
Moving on to our next question. The World Health Organization this year declared Mpox, formerly known as monkeypox, as a global threat, with a more virulent strain identified in Canada, the United States, Sweden, and elsewhere. But in Australia, they suggested sex bubbles to prevent the spread of Mpox. But what unlikely venue offered Mpox vaccine? What unlikely venue was offering Mpox vaccines in Australia?
The Sydney Opera House.
That would be an unlikely venue, but that's not the one I'm looking for.
That big rock.
Your local church.
They're gonna
not the church. Not the church.
Rulu.
It wasn't just gay bars, was it?
It was not a gay bar.
Okay, last guess. City Hall.
The Perth Steamworks. The bathhouse is what I was looking for.
I figured it was something like that, but yeah. I
did get there.
If you were in Perth and you were, well, I mean, there's medication for that. If you were in Perth and looking for...
Just go a second time.
Access to an Mpox vaccine, the local bathhouse was likely a place to help you out.
They didn't give it the night I was there.
I'm gay.
But is that unlikely? Like maybe at your local dealership while you wait to get your service done?
I mean...
I don't think it's unlikely. I don't think it's unlikely. It's very likely.
Here saw a record number of queer athletes at the Olympics.
I feel like they're just the first time they're actually being... vocal about it, because I feel like most people are queer. Well, a lot of people are queer.
It's the 90s,
Athletes, I think a lot of them are queer.
Yeah.
There were 199 queer athletes from across 27 countries, winning 43 medals. If queer folks were a country, we would have been 7th on the leaderboard. Canadian rugby athletes, actually Olivia Apps, Sophie DeGode, and Maddie Grant, who all won silver, incredible Canadian queer athletes. But what did Grindr block at the Olympics?
Oh my god.
Oh, I remember this. Can you remember?
I can't remember. Grindr blocked... They blocked everything. They just said, nope. You're not allowed to be queer.
That's half the story, if I remember correctly.
Was it geolocation?
So there's a thing on Grindr if you pay extra. I cannot remember what it's called.
Oh, Explore.
Yeah, where you can go to somewhere else.
I don't know Grindr that well. It's not really my demographic. Yeah,
it's a geolocator app. So in general, what you do is it just shows you your local neighborhood. But if you pay for the extra, you can do a thing where you can like check out another neighborhood.
Yes.
So they blocked all of that.
They blocked that so that the only way to know who was on Grindr in the Olympic Village was if you're physically in the Olympic Village. And I think they had like a 2 kilometer radius or something. Like it was pretty big.
Yeah, the answer I was looking for was everyone outside of the village.
Yeah.
Which I will give to Sebastian. Okay. Grindr blocked the explore function for the Olympic Village. So that queer athletes were not outed by the folks pretending to be in the village. I also want to recognize Cindy Nagama as the first ever bronze medal winner for the refugee Olympic team. Incredible achievement. Openly lesbian boxer winning bronze. The first medal that the Olympic refugee team has won. Incredible success.
I don't use the Explore feature to look up on guys that I used to sleep with that moved away. I never do that.
Sure.
So science has come a long way in 2024.
Hooray!
I think I know what this question is.
Most notably this year, we saw the CDC, and hopefully the Canadian government soon also, approving a biannual, that's twice a year, HIV pre-exposure prophylactics injection. So PrEP twice a year instead of a daily pill. There was also a study looking into the male prosthesis...
Prosthetic?
That's the one. For male... Sorry, female-to-male trans folks. So if you're looking to create a male prosthetic, what's the ideal? Well, they studied it.
I don't need a study.
The platonic
ideal? I just need... However, a different study rolled out with some of the most common trans names... of the year now.
Yeah. Oh,
can
no.
you folks guess some of the most common trans names according to the UK Deed poll?
Do you
want to
go down this road?
One of them's going to be Eli. Eli, Elliot.
Dallas.
Not Dallas.
No.
Devin.
I don't know. I'm stuck on D.
Oh, God.
You are always stuck on D.
I want to say stuff like Sky, gender neutral stuff like Sky, or no, nothing like that, eh?
Rain.
Yeah.
We just know.
I used to know this list because I remember when you read it to me, I was like 8 out of 10 or whatever. I was like, yeah, that all makes sense.
Sophia. Chris? Is Sophia one of them?
No.
Chris?
Madison.
I feel like they're very much modern names because these people are renaming themselves now.
Yeah. Like being reborn.
So
yeah. We haven't guessed one yet.
Not a single name.
Excellent. Oh my god.
Mark, John.
No. The man's names are the kinds of names that show up in like gentleman cinema.
We already said Eli and Dallas. I don't know.
Well, and Dylan.
James. Are they both commonly male and female names? Or are they okay?
Oh, I'm gonna say Alex.
Hey, Alex for the win. So it's a general neutral names then.
Yeah.
Leslie.
Leslie's good.
So the most common trans masculine name was Noah, followed by Alex, and then Charlie. Hmm. There was also Elliot, Daniel, Tyler,
he said
and
Elliot.
Jay.
He said Elliot.
I could Eli.
I said Elliot, Eli.
Because you were thinking of Elliot Page, yeah, yeah.
Elijah, yeah.
For trans femme names, Jessica was leading, followed by Emily, Charlotte, and Alice. Also, names like Willow, Luna, Freya, Ellie, and Alex also helped to fill out them. And then, like, Luke and Lucas, Kai, Jaden, James, and Jack, also common amongst trans masculine names.
I have a question for you.
Oh, you have a question for me?
I have a quiz question for you. This year, using AI and large studies and experiments, two students out of Toronto discovered the mathematical properties of gay face. Do you remember what those properties are?
No.
Do you remember that this happened?
No.
Before he answers, what is the properties of gay face?
Well, that's the question.
Yeah.
We're asking you the answer.
Yeah. Oh.
The mathematical properties they found by doing multiple studies on a whole bunch of people that were determined by neutral observers to be gay face is they tend to have larger foreheads and smaller chins.
Hmm.
Not larger foreheads in the sense of having...
each other.
The straight man in the room immediately looked at my forehead and chin. So thank you, Alex.
So not a larger forehead in the sense of them having a receding hairline, because if you pair larger forehead with smaller chin, what that actually means is the entire face is actually lower on the skull, is what they discovered.
Right, and what does... Monkey brain doesn't understand. What does it mean?
Gay face? What is gay face? Is that what you're asking?
I don't know.
Gay face is when you look at a guy and you're like, oh, that's a gay man.
Mm. Yeah, like the person that yelled a graphic expletive at me in my car 2 weeks ago.
Oh, man. I also just wait for them... to essentially tell me by either mannerism or speaking.
You don't remember that,
I'm
an
academic, though, so...
We talked about it on the show. Yeah. It was October, I think.
No recollection at all. All right,
fantastic.
Well, we have run out of time on today's
Wait,
show.
Who won, Bradley?
Oh, they did.
Oh, they did. Fantastic other team. Good
so
job.
Yay!
How many did you get right? Let us know. Did you get any of our questions right? We are curious. Find us at OutTalkCanQueer on whatever you social media. I have been Luke Smith.
And I'm Sebastian.
Jess.
Bradley, thank you for having me.
And Alex.
And we'll be back next week. You've been listening to Kangri, home of Canada's Queen Media. We're playing out with Bronski Beat featuring Absolute with Small Time Boy. I think it's like the 40th anniversary this year of this incredible track. And we'll be back next week. Thanks for listening.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, independent and diverse campus community radio from Simon Fraser University.